The second basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, the sharing of experience. The Lord be with you. The second important moment of the cell meeting is the sharing of experiences. What is the purpose of this moment? It is to become ever more conscious of God's active presence in our personal life. God is continuously with us. He never leaves us alone, for better or for worse. In fact, when we are going through difficult times, He is with us more especially. He is with us in order to save us, to deliver us, to heal us, to forgive us, and to give us new life. Because He is Jesus, in Hebrew, Yeshua, the one who saves. When we do not see Him, or when we are not conscious of Him, it is because we are so alienated. Then we start thinking that He is not there, that He might be asleep, that He has left us alone. So when we share our experience of Jesus week after week and listen to the way others have met Him, see Him, heard Him, speaking to them personally in the most simple of ways, then we start getting alert to Him daily and all the time. In this way, we too start having our own original and personal experiences of Jesus to share with our brethren. It is good to share great marvels that God has done in our lives, but we may only have one or two such great occasions or miracles in our lives. Once we have shared them, maybe at one or two meetings, then they will not be news anymore to people. If we keep sharing only those, we would be giving them the impression that God has ceased to be actively present in our lives, or that we are no longer aware of Him. Sometimes we are so much after sensational things, and maybe after supernatural phenomena, that we fail to notice the normal and everyday miracles God accomplishes in our lives. It is only when we reach this point of living in the continuous presence of God that we start becoming a living gospel. Not a new gospel, but a unique and original version of the one and only gospel. Then, the way we start proclaiming the gospel from our personal experience will always be really a good news. Without such a living experience, we would go to evangelize and repeat what God has done in the life of the apostles 2,000 years ago, something which everybody knows, and therefore is no news anymore. The good news is what God is doing in my life today. And I know that it is truly God, because it does not contradict what God has done in the life of the apostles 2,000 years ago, and to all those regarded saints and blessed by the Church all through these 2,000 years of history. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ as it is incarnated in my personal life. The verses we have read from Saint Matthew, the verses that are so important to us, committed to evangelization, show that there is an intimate link between proclaiming the good news and the continuous presence of Jesus in our lives. As if Jesus wanted to tell us, I will be always with you if you evangelize. I will be with you always in order to evangelize more effectively and more fruitfully. In fact, maybe like the majority of Christians, or like the Christians that were brought up in a church where evangelization was reserved to such specialized people, like the missionaries, the priests and religious, I used to think almost exclusively, of the last sentence of Jesus. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And I used to remind myself of this promise mostly in difficult times, in moments of crisis, in a very egoistic way. Therefore, during this second moment of the cell meeting, we put two questions complementary to each other, not to fall in this temptation again, and to be ever more conscious of Jesus' presence in our lives, and that He is actively present in our lives, in order to make us original and effective evangelization. So the two questions are, what has the Lord done in my life during this past week, since our last cell meeting? What graces has He given me? What did He tell me? How did He speak to me? What did He ask from me? How did I see Him? In whom did I meet Him? And the second question, what have I done to the Lord? How much did I praise Him, especially with others? How much did I speak about Him? How much did I encourage or facilitate others to meet Him? Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.